This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Dr. Vic and you're listening to the Mindful Experiment. It's been a minute since we've been here. Apologize for those who listen to us weekly. We took a little bit of a hiatus to regroup, refocus on a few things, took some more time on other projects that we were working on. And as much as I was trying to get back on, here I am. And it's a great time. I love this time. If you're in the States, you celebrate Thanksgiving. This is one of those things that I truly enjoy, honing in on the energy of gratitude. Most people are in that state of some way, some form, and it's just a great way to reflect and be grateful for a lot of things. And I think this should be a daily practice. With my coaching clients, and something I usually recommend to them a lot, is that you want to have gratitude every single day. Be appreciative of what you have experienced. What is there, and whether you may have liked it or not, there is a beauty to this whole process, and our limited mind can't see everything. And so it's great to get into this practice because it really helps elevate your mood. And as I always say, it's like, you know, gratitude's the right attitude to elevate your, to take you to the next level or the next altitude. And so it's always about expansion, and gratitude's one of the easiest ways to do that. Because when you truly study, you can't fake energy. So when you truly get into that state of gratitude, you are expanding your energy field and it becomes more magnetic. And just become, you can focus more on what it is you desire, or what you're appreciative of. And it's like whatever you're appreciative, you get more of that. So I hope you had to take a time to, if you do are in the States and you celebrate Thanksgiving, to spend some memorable time with family. I know sometimes the holidays are good for some, and some it's not the greatest. And I see that with my patients. You know, it's the energy of some are like looking forward to it. Some are like, this is not the funnest time for me. And there's a difference between those two. So wherever you are on that spectrum, gratitude of just being alive, just being here, is a good foundation. We're grateful. I'm grateful to have this vehicle that I've been working on called the Mindful Experiment for 7 years now that we've been doing this. I'm going on 8 next year. And being able to do all that we do, from the coaching side to the online classes that I have to the freebies we give and to so much more, and to community more than anything. To you guys who've subscribed, who've been listening since, you know, if you just started listening or you've been listening for years, just that moment to just say thank you for all of that. And to really just appreciate you, because this is what keeps me moving forward in doing this. Podcasting is a passion, a labor of love. It's something that, I think, what is it, like 90-something percent or 80-something percent of podcasters don't even make it to the episode past episode 10. So it's one of those things where we're at 500 and something plus. It's because of you guys. And I want to thank you for that. Today, as we're talking about gratitude, I want to just emphasize a little bit of things that to be more appreciative of and how to really get in there. The world is getting noisier and more chaotic day by day, week by week, et cetera, et cetera. Wherever you are in the States, wherever you are in this world, this beautiful planet, it is, you can get consumed into the noise a lot easier. There's just so much going on and there's so much drama. There's so many things that can pull us in so many different directions. And this podcast is not about this. This episode here at least isn't. But the point I'm trying to bring up here is that we want to quiet that down and not be so distracted, because we get pulled into stuff and then we lose ourselves. We lose our essence. We lose the natural state of who we are, no matter what. And there's always someone being triggered. There's always something. You may be triggered, maybe someone else. And it's one of those things that I just continually see. I mean, there's an argument for everything now. And I'll be honest, sometimes I enjoy the comments. I'll go through things just to see how people are reacting, what are their defense mechanisms, what are their beliefs that they're holding on to, and how they're not looking at the other side. Why are they assuming versus asking questions? And there's just so much that I see that I'm always just like, this is interesting where we are. Look how many people are letting their peace be disturbed. Look at what they're doing here and there. And I'm bringing that up because when we come from a state of gratitude, we can appreciate someone else's opinion. We can appreciate someone else's point of view. If we all had the same viewpoints, this would be a very boring place. Just being honest. Imagine if everyone just agreed upon everything and it was just an echo chamber. And it was just an echo chamber upon echo chamber and everyone agreed to the same thing. There'd be nothing to talk about. Contrast is what this reality is all about. Contrast is what allows us to expand and experience different things up and down. We don't know what north is unless we have a south. We don't know what east is if we have a west. We don't know what hot is unless we have cold. We don't know what good is unless we can compare it to something else. We have to have contrast to allow us to have something called an experience, to see things. Now, we don't have to live in that world. That's called the law of polarity. That's low level experience of life. There's other levels where there is no polarity. But we need the contrast to help us understand to see things. Some people say that's our healing process. But we go through that journey to really grasp those things. And that's why contrast is always there. That's why life is always going to bring you ups and downs. It's going to have moments of stress. When you're in this up and down effect, you're living in a life of polarity. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of growth there. Okay? There's amazing growth there. I still live to a certain degree in a state of polarity. I'm a work in progress to get out of that polarity state. Even though some people say, wow, you teach this stuff, but yet you're saying you're still there. I'm human. I'm going through the same stuff. That's why I share and teach this stuff, because when I understand the concepts and then I get it and I can feel it and I become more aware of it, and then I put tools together to be like, here are things that have worked for me, but yet here are other things you can do based on neuroscience and energetic, and, you know, all these different things, then I like to teach it, because it also helps me get better at what I do and what I'm trying to accomplish. I want to live outside the world of polarity, where I'm happy in a state of peace for no reason, where I don't need that contrast. And so I'm bringing all this up because gratitude is one of the easiest things to stay in that state. When you first get into a state of gratitude, you have to understand our mind is conditioned to the negative. It just is. And the more you leave that unchecked, the more you're going to focus on negative. You're going to make a lot of comments. You're going to have a lot of judgmental statements. You're going to have X, Y, and Z. We all do it. You see someone driving a Bentley. You see someone driving a Lamborghini. I do this with Lamborghinis. I don't know. I've drove a Lamborghini before. Cool. A lot of horsepower behind that thing. But I will tell you, after even I got out of that car, I looked and I was like, not for me. But when I see someone drive a Lamborghini, I say the same thing in my head. I go, not for me. And I laugh afterwards because I'm going, why am I making this personal? Why am I making this personal? This has nothing to do with me, but yet I'm making it about me. I'm judging. Instead, admire the car. Because why? That person loves that car. Maybe because they want to have a status car. Maybe because they just love the Lamborghini whole entire brand. Maybe they love the who knows? But yet, I'll get personal about it and I'll make it about me. And I laugh about it. I laugh about it every single time. It's hilarious. Because even though I know what I'm doing, I'm like, oh my God, here I go. I got caught in that trap again. And I do this in variations, as many other people do too. But it's the concept of where if we can come back and get to a state of just appreciating every fabric of life, it takes us out of that realm. For example, let's go through a process of, I don't know you personally. I don't know your situation. I don't know where you are in your life, your path, dreams, what circumstances, the challenges that you faced. I don't know any of those things. But here are things that I may know about that applies to many people. Because I've done a course one time where I told people, I want to challenge you every day, write out 100 things you're grateful for. And it can be the same things, but you got to be grateful for 100 things. Or you can do it once and then wait a week and do it again. And what's interesting is people, when I first did this challenge to myself, it's amazing how I couldn't get to 100. And that's how much we're conditioned into the negative. But when you practice this daily state of gratitude every single day, you start to teach your mind to start to shift away from the negative and start to get more positive. It starts to condition it over time. It takes about 84 days minimum. So this is not like I'm going to master this in 1 week. You're looking at about 3 to 6 months. And I'd rather go to 6 months just so you give yourself enough time just in case it's not 84 days. And that's a ballpark average. So you give yourself about that much time to practice this. And you just go through, what are things I've been grateful for today? When I work with coaching clients, this is one thing I usually would recommend is in their night rituals. So many coaches focus on morning rituals. You got to have night rituals too. Is what are the things you're grateful for? What are the top 3 to 5 things you're grateful for today? And sometimes they'll be having like a bad day or even a bad week or maybe even a bad month, maybe even a bad year. And I always tell them there's things you could find that you're grateful for. So let's take a step back. I may not know you, but here are some things that you can be grateful for. I woke up this morning. I'm alive. I can breathe in fresh air. I can walk. I can move my arms and legs. I woke up with no pain. I don't have headaches. I'm grateful that the sun is out. I'm grateful that I have a house, a roof over my head. I'm grateful I can turn on a faucet and water comes out of it. I'm grateful that I have a toothbrush and a toothpaste to brush my teeth. I'm grateful that I have floss to floss my teeth. I'm grateful to have the soap that I use to wash my face, to keep my face, my skin clear. I'm grateful for if you wear makeup, you have makeup that you have, the type of makeup that you have, and XYZ. I'm grateful I have running water so I can go to the bathroom and I don't have to worry about that stuff stinking up my house. To get you from point A to point B, that's what a car is designed for. Don't get hooked in everything else. So I'm grateful that I have a car that works and I can turn it on and it works for me to get where I need to get to. Grateful for the people who created this car. All the engineering minds that came together to create this little thing called a car that I can use to travel this planet and do what I need to do. I am grateful for the food, have good health, decent health, whatever you want to call that. So that state of gratitude, right? Let's say you want to, you could put on music and you could choose what music you like to have. I mean, that's what I love about today. Like I was talking to someone who was a 80s, 90s kid, more 90s. I was born in the early 80s. I'm a 90s kid, but it was one of those things I laugh because we're talking about like, my daughter she has this little Yodo player, if you guys know what that is. It has little cards you can slide in and it plays different music. And I go, the boombox has evolved to an amazing thing. Yes, I know we have our phones and there's different apparatus you can put to the sink. You can carry a Bluetooth speaker. I get all that. But it's just cool for my daughter to have the card and stuff. And I go, man, the boombox is... I remember back in the day, you had to ride your bicycle and people would carry the boombox blaring with their cassette. And they had the cassette little holder on them and everything. And look where we are today, right? So gratitude, appreciation for the evolution of technology, the evolution of humanity to where we're going. You know, grateful that you may have a job. Grateful if you don't have a job, be grateful they have the time to focus on certain things, right? Grateful they have eyes that you can see. You have ears that can hear. You have hands that can feel. A tongue that can taste. Right? A nose that can smell the things of life. That's 5 right there. I gave you 5% out of 100 just by your senses. And then I talked about your health. Talk about work. The point is, the more you practice this, the easier it becomes. And the more you start to be in it. And some people, I will say, this was me back in the day when I did this, don't check the boxes of the stuff. And what I mean by that is just don't go, well, Dr. Vic said I have to do this, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. No, you just created resistance. You blocked all the energy. Nothing's going to come from it. It has to be authentic to you. What are you grateful for in your life? What are the things that you truly appreciate? That's going to be the stuff that's going to matter most. That's going to be the stuff that creates that energy that's going to allow you to be able to harness the power of gratitude. So I'm challenging you. We're going into December here. I'm challenging you to start now so that by June, end of June next year, you've mastered this. It's 6-7 months. When I work with my coaching clients, we don't wait till January 1 to implement a plan. We implement the plan on December 1. Now some say, why do you do that? Because my clients are human just like I am. Life's a little bit more chaotic during the holidays. And this challenges their focus to stay more focused on what they're going to do. And so when the new year comes, January 1, we're already ready to go. We're already implementing our systems before January 1. So we're not like, oh, January's a slow month or January was like this. No. We get ball running and rolling. It's rocking and rolling with it all. I want you to deal with your life. Get focused, get centered, and be appreciative of what's there. Because there is a lot to be grateful for. And again, like I said, I don't know your circumstances. I don't know anything. You don't have to have a lot of money. You can just appreciate you have some money that's moving you forward. You know, some say, well, I have piles, miles of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. I gotcha. But be grateful for what you have coming in right now. Be grateful for what is good in that moment. At the end of the day, we choose what lenses are on our eyes to see. So if you're looking in that direction and all you see is nothing's good here, then it's all you'll ever experience. And you're missing out on all the good that's there also. And I say, you don't have to take it from me. It's a quantum physics principle that we know that all possibility, infinite potential possibilities exist all at the same time. All of them are already existing. It's just which one we choose. So don't take it from my word or my belief or anything. Understand it's already been proven. Now it's up to you to choose. I challenge you to do this. I know it'll change your life as much as it has for me and thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon millions of people that did the same thing. It's not something new. This is a cliche in a sense. I get it. It's not brand new. I'm not here to reinvent the wheel. I understand that gratitude is very powerful. And this is a time of the year where we're in a state most time of gratitude. Take some moments, take some time, and just be grateful. Whether you celebrate like Thanksgiving or you don't, it does not matter. The point is that you are focusing on what you're grateful for, what you appreciate, and just make it simple. Okay? So I'm challenging you to do this for 7 months. Okay, I know I said to the end of June, but I want you to start now. Every night, write down. Grab a notebook, go buy it at the store for $1. Put a piece of tape on there, a permanent marker, and just say gratitude journal. And you mark the day, the date, and you just put down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And every night before you go to bed, you write down 5 meaningful things that you were grateful for that really hit home. And every day I want you to do that. And you do that for 210 days, give or take. All right, that's my challenge to you. And if you want, in 3 months, you can evaluate and see where your mood is, where your mindset's been, and how your life is a little different. Just evaluate it. And if it's all the same, great, continue on. And you do it for another 3 to 4 months. And evaluate at the end again. And you see where you're at. That's all I'm asking. That's my challenge to you. Because being grateful, one of the things, and I've talked about this on the podcast many times, but being grateful opens your heart. Being grateful, when you open up the heart, expands it. And that will change your cellular, it will change every single function. It'll change your health, it'll change all this, because you're raising your vibration. And your cells attune to the vibration that you dictate. Let me say that again. Your cells attune to the vibration you dictate. So what you're expressing and putting focus on, the cells respond to that. They're little vibratory sensors. And then from that vibration, that's how they know what to do. So if you can stay in a state of high vibratory fields and put in the state of gratitude, it can change a lot of things in your life. So give it a shot. Can't wait to hear more about it. And I appreciate you guys. Again, we appreciate you sticking around. Subscribe if you haven't. If you thought this was impactful, pay it forward. Share it with someone you know. Text them over the link wherever you listen to it. Say, hey, check this podcast out. I think you'll like it. It really helps us get out there. And always, I appreciate you guys. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.